2 weeks ago, I started talking on remember. It hasn't left me. If I got a message ready, and it reminded me specifically that, look, go remind them what I said to them in January. So there was a momentum that was building up from January. I hope it is still building. And so he showed me certain things in the Bible, and I'll just express, well, my meditation, and thereby conveying his thoughts. I believe in the name of Jesus. And then now let you see, or take us back to January, so that we can more fervently hit for December in Jesus' name and beyond. Praise the Lord. It's my first text is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 46, from verse 8. Remember. Everybody say remember. I can hear you. Help me shout so your neighbor will understand what you're saying. What does it mean to say remember? Don't forget. Yeah. Bring it up in your mind. So focus on it. So here God was speaking through his prophet to his covenant children. Remember this. And show yourselves men. That means that men will forget their men when they forget. Remember this and show yourselves men. Bring it again to mind, O ye transgressors. Verse 9. Okay, now he says, remember this, verse 8, and show yourselves men. He now explained, remember. Bring it what? Bring it again to mind. So if you don't understand, remember, at least you understand, bring it again to mind. He now says, O ye transgressors. And now what made them transgressors? They forgot. And he says, remember this and show yourselves valiant. Glory be to God in the highest. Verse 9. Remember. Everybody say remember. Now verse 8 says remember this. Verse 9 says remember. Now he's trying to tell them what he was calling them to remember. He says remember the former things of old. For I am God. You may forget everything. Covenant child of God. Don't forget I am still God. So he says, remember, remember the former things of old, remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, there is none like me. You can forget everything, covenant child of God, but don't you ever forget, and that is remember, I am God. There is none besides me. I am God. I remember I was telling them, I said, look, remember this thing and show yourself strong. Remember these things and show yourself man. So you are carried away by your transgression. Why? Because you forgot. Remember. Now that was God. He was able to design the problem of man. After all, he made man. He knows what man will run into, the kind of troubles man will run into. The problem of forgetfulness. That's why in the book of James said, look, do not be forgetful hearers, deceiving yourselves. So the problem is not the word. The word has power. The truth is that the word made you. The word made you. The word brought you to be. So what makes you think that the word cannot work? Everything you are pursuing in your life and you will forever pursue, the word brought them to be. So what makes you think that the word cannot sustain you? The problem is that you are either ignorant or you are forgetful. Remember! I don't know how quickly you forget. Remember what you used to know. I am God. There is no other. I am God. None can compare with me. Remember. You want to know how the prodigal son's father felt? He had everything at home. Everything in his. I mean, he had plans for the future of his children. He had everything in place. But this one child was looking outside. Deceived. And he couldn't stop him. He tried, he couldn't. Until he left and went. Can you imagine how the guy was feeling? This guy is walking into darkness. This guy is walking into a perdition. But I have it all planned out. We are blessed. But he was so ignorant of the future. He had forgotten where he was coming from. He's already deceived by the people outside. He walked away. Come on, husband. I've counseled people like that. Said, I sent her to school. I wanted things to be good for her.
I was the one that said go to law school. I was the one that said go to business school. I was the one that said get an MBA. I did not want to bring trouble my way. Pastor, she's following men. They're deceiving her all over the place. And by the time they come and you are talking to the woman, she's just looking at you. Huh? What are you talking about? And the man is screaming. It's a matter of time. Would you add that? She only has to go for a while. Prodigal son will return. Pastor, we struggle together. Now, if you know the kind of women that she's is kind of around, it's like I don't exist. Koguru. I was working when he was going to school. I paid the school fees. I suffered abroad. Mofaburu. Why did we get to Nigeria? He became an executive in Nigeria. That's all. Remember, before you kill yourself, that something are going wrong. I am still God. Been believing God for this husband forever. I am God. We've been married for 5-10 years, Pastor. I said, look, before they carry you to go and take your bath with pancake water by Babbage, remember, I am God. People think I'm confused. Why they are the ones confused? Remember the former things. I am God. Who declares your end? If not me. Is it the children they'll give by Babbage? That's man-made what? Man-made children. And when you bring them forward, don't come and start troubling everybody. Because God was not strong enough to help you. I am God! And I was looking, what? He said, there's none like me, none besides me. I am God. Look at the attribute. And I look at, why he was shouting, I am God. Remember the former things. I am God, I am God. He gave us an attribute. Oh, remember he said, I'm love. I'm the redeemer. I'm the lifter. No. He said, I am God. You want to know what makes me God? I declare the end from the beginning. Period. Check your Bible. So the question is, how far can you run looking for the booties of this world? I am. The only man that carried his inheritance, his gains into heaven was David. And he didn't carry it in gold and silver. He carried it as an unction. He said, look, listen to me, David. What men of the world struggle to get, you won't struggle. I will not only secure your throne, you will never lack a son on your throne, David. You thought that would suffice for just here. Yes, it did. But in heaven today, Jesus is still called the Son of David. That is for eternity. Can I say this clearly to you? God is preparing you an eternal inheritance. So I'm truncated for earthly things. Many years ago, I was still a bachelor. That was even an odd day. I was driving an odd number car because I wanted to be on the road more days. So this even number day, I was coming home and I was coming a bit late. And at the edge of the road, there was this old woman, very frail, looked pretty, but very old, very old, very old. She had come tiny, so you know that age had really worked on her. But she was neat. She was smiling, and she held tracks, and she was dancing. And when you come, she was touched to you, and she would dance away again. You see, her smile alone will make you want to take the tract. I can make use of the good things of life. And my shirt is looking good. Somebody get me. This suit is good. Somebody get me. I drive a very good car. God bless the men and women of this church. They are good cars. I enjoy them. I live in a good house, in a good park. God bless this church and bless the men and the women. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But if that becomes my priority, if that becomes my number one pursuit, hey, oh my shield. I am God. I declare the end from the beginning. Why don't you just rest? And follow me. I say this to one. You are already a covenant child of God. Don't let anybody deceive you into how to make money. Don't let anybody deceive you on how to get power. Politicians, please be careful. You must join certain people where there are many pastors and bishops here. They can be pastors and bishops and apostles. I am a child of God. Jesus is my Lord. I'm not joining. There was many more. We go into politics. It's my prayer. Stand your ground. All the young boys that are going into the hotel clubhouse, club around the world here. What kind of club is that? It's called for money. No sanctity for marriage anymore. It doesn't matter. You can wear 10 rings on your hand. By the time you're looking for money there, you're looking for contract there, they're telling you, open your ties. You're married. Married what? Why are you doing here if you know you're married? That's what we see today. Occultists will sleep with wives and you carry problems to their homes for position in office, for contract. Hey. I am God. Your confusion will not change me. Come on, young guys. I've been in Fora before. In fact, the last one was in Calabar. This girl for men. Oh, beautiful. Good-sized men. There's some young guys came up. Pastor, I can sing. I can rap. Rap. And the guy began to rap. I was the first one. It was very good. He said, but I have a problem. I said, what's your problem? He said, I want to make it, Pastor. I said, why do you think you're not going to make it? He said, Pastor, because there are ways they make it. Illuminati. They join cults. So that when they move, everybody will follow them. When they do, I say, hey, the whole crowd will be, hey, 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 and they'll be crying after them. Kind of rubbish and nonsense. If you are looking for fame above Jesus, you get it. Well, that's the fame can't carry you far. Can't carry you to where Jesus wants you to get to. And I'm not joking. Even in ministry. They call it ministry. But God have mercy. It's not Jesus, it's them. So they'll do everything for everybody to come. Ah, that big man of God, that big woman of God, that big nonsense. If you cannot see Jesus in what I'm doing, please let God remove me. We are witnesses for Jesus. If Jesus won't bring the people and make the people and develop the people, I have no business being a pastor. I'm confident of what he has done and what he's still doing and what he will still do. In the name of Jesus. See why I'm talking this way? Because these are the things that are happening. If you are part of this system, we have no secrets when it comes to leadership training. We expose you to the same training, same teaching, the same principles, the same prayers. We don't have secret prayers. And we have results. Believe me, we have results. We only don't boast. I'm not exaggerating. We have results. In the name of Jesus, we have results. But see where we started from? Do what? Remember. I was still thinking on that, and I got a book of James. He said, no, don't you know, be forgetful hearers, but what? Doers of what? He said, when you are forgetful hearers, you deceive yourself. And then I come back to the word of Jesus in Mark chapter 4. Help me up quickly, please. And look at the explanation of the parable of the sower. The parable begins from verse 1, but the explanation. Go ahead. 14. Yes, go ahead.
The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside.
The sower soweth what? Come on, everybody shout it. Shout it. Shout it. In the kingdom of God, and believe me, all through eternity, the only means of exploit, the word. True. The sower sows what?
The word.
Yes.
And these are they by the wayside.
Okay.
Where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts.
Wait a minute. Did they hear? Come on, everybody help me. Did they hear the word? Did they hear the word? Was it the word of God? Did they hear? Did it get into their heart? But what happened? Satan did what? Go ahead, ma.
And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground.
Okay.
Who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterwards, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended.
Oh, wait a minute. Did they hear the word? This one didn't just hear. They received it. Come on, church, are you here with me? They received it how? With gladness. Ah, pastor, that word was, hey, ha, woo, that word, hey, hey. In fact, when the word was coming, when they put the sound up, you were the one that doesn't. That the word, hallelujah. They received with gladness. But affliction against the word, that's it. This one's compromised NTP. They are happy-go-lucky, hey. But let a little pressure comes, the word is gone. Can you see that they all heard and some received, but yes, they lost it. Yes, ma'am.
And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful.
Okay, did they hear the word? Did they receive the word? But what happened? Cares of the world, deceitfulness of riches, and the lust for other things choked the word. And what happened? So the problem is not the word. The problem is that people lose the word. Yes, ma'am.
And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100.
Hallelujah. Did they hear the word? Did it produce? You see, the word will always have the capacity to produce in you. But you see, if you summarize everything, it's either pleasure or pressure. That's why people forget. That's why they forget. And God's saying, remember! I'm just saying that we are human. Now, let me now conclude this message. Say, what is it? Early in the year. And by the way, Jesus said in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26, he said, when he, the Holy Ghost, shall come, he will teach you all things. He will bring everything to your remembrance. So you cannot forget. You know what? All you need to do, this is Holy Ghost. All I need to do, embrace the Holy Spirit. You will forever remember. When you're almost sleeping, you say, hey! He said, you can't make it without the Holy Ghost. You know, he said it. He will remind you. Tell anybody, say, your deliverance has come. Say, go after the Holy Ghost. Above anything in your life. They were envious. They sold Joseph into slavery. But God was with them. That was what launched you into 2014. No envy. No attack of the devil. No lie. I say no plotting of hell can stop you. In the name of Jesus. I say slavery could not stop you. Why? God was with him. Tell your neighbor, say, God is with me. God is with me. God. Say it again. 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 Whether it's looking good or it's looking bad, God is with. That was how you started the year. Let's see, the momentum is dying. That's natural. Don't let it die. Remember! Now God be with you. What happened? He delivered you from some troubles. Come on, talk to me. Talk to me. Talk. I don't care the nature of your trouble today. I speak deliverance in the name of Jesus. That was the way you are launched into this year. That's what will sustain you throughout this year. I say, whatever the trouble, wherever it may be coming from, wherever the camp is, I speak your deliverance over and over. In the name of Jesus, over and over and over and over. He delivered from all of them, and he gave him what? Favor. I decree favor. Supernatural favor. Supernatural favor. I say in the name of Jesus. Someone, supernatural favor. In the name of Jesus. If I say in the name of Jesus, you say supernatural favor. In the name of Jesus. 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 That was the way you were launched into the year. Supernatural favor. And he gave him what? Wisdom. In the name of Jesus, receive. Run with it. Manifest it. Improving it. I'm speaking the wisdom of God. Everywhere you turn, Jesus will be your wisdom. I mean your wisdom. Your wisdom. Your shield. Your glory. The lift out of your head. In the name of Jesus. That was how you were launched out. That's how you will finish. In the name of Jesus. Say deliverance. Favor. Wisdom. Man, we have no choice than to promote you. I say in the name of Jesus, promotions. Everywhere you talk, promotion, favor, wisdom, deliverance. Because God is with you. In the name of Jesus. Another scripture, fear not. Isaiah 41 verse 10. Fear not, I am what? Come and tell your neighbor, say, why are you afraid? What's the problem? Fear not! In the name of Jesus, God is with you. God is with you. He said, do not be dismayed. I am your God. Tell your neighbor, say, do not be dismayed. He remains God. He is your God. Hallelujah. He said, I will strengthen you. Tell your neighbor, say, in the name of Jesus, receive strength. Oh, you didn't say it well. Say it again. Say it again. In the name of Jesus, receive strength. He says, yes, I will help you. I say, receive supernatural help, divine help. In the name of Jesus, financially, emotionally, physically, receive help, receive strength, receive grace. In the name of Jesus. It didn't stop there. Say, I will uphold you by the right hand of my righteousness. God will hold you. He will drag you up. He will lead you on. I say, you will prosper. You will finish well. Your end has been predetermined. In the name of Jesus. One more scripture. It says, all those who are incensed against you, they shall be what? Confounded. They shall be ashamed. So remind yourself. Say, there is no garden against you that can prosper. They will be ashamed in the name of Jesus. He said, they will be disgraced in the name of Jesus. He said, they shall be as nothing in the name of Jesus. He said, those who are contending with you shall what? Perish. These were the scriptures that launched you into this year. Can you see human nature? You have forgotten most of them. One more scripture. strengthened with might in the inner man by the Holy Spirit. So why will you forget? Before he says that I'm strengthened with the Holy Ghost in the inner man, I feel the fire. Why will you forget? That Christ dwells in your heart by faith. That you being grounded and rooted in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints the length and the breadth and to know the depth and the height and to know the love of Christ that passes human. They can't understand. That's why you come an enigma to your generation. They cannot understand. I preach all I preach to bring this to you, that God has finished your case in the name of Jesus. He said that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. He won't withhold anything thereafter, more than you can ever imagine or ask. God will surprise you in the name of Jesus. Have a glorious year. A year of celebrating praises in the name of Jesus.